Okay, today's daf is Yuma, daf Lamed Beis, and today we're going to talk about the mitzvah of Kiddush Yadayim Baraglayim, right, which we've spoken in the past about the mitzvah today of Netilas Yadayim, which one of the three reasons we wash is that it's similar to the Kohen that is Mekadesh, his hands and feet in the Kiyar. There are many different aspects of this mitzvah. We will talk about a number of points, but where does this come up? Because we are in the sugyas here, Maseches Yuma, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. We're going to talk about what is the relationship between that Kiddush and this Kiddush, but says the Mishnah we had on yesterday's daf, and the even going back, the Mishnah on daf Lamed, the Mishnah said, Chamesh Tfilos Vasar Vayom. The Kohen goes to the mikvah 5 times on Yom Kippur, and is Mekadesh Yadayim Veraglayim 10 times on Yom Kippur. 10 times. Every time he switches Begadim, he is Mekadesh his hands and feet. And the Mishnah said, on yesterday's daf, Laman Aleph on a base, Pashat Yard, V'tavol, all of it is tapag. We spoke about why the drawing is so crucial. Hevielo b'dezav, v'lavash, v'kidesh yada v'raglav. There it is. He puts on his gold investments, and he's mekadesh yadayim v'raglayim. And today's daf discusses the different sources for it. So Laman Beis Laman Aleph right in the middle. Tanya Amar Yehuda Minayin Lachamesh Tevilos Vaasar Kiddushin Shetova Kohen Gadol Umekadesh Bo Bayom. How do we know that he does this so many times? Tamalomar Uva Aaron Eloam Oedu Fashanis Begdei Abad Verachatz Besaroba Mayim Bemakom Kadosh Velavash Es Begadav Viyatsa Vaasa Halamata Shkala Meshane Miavoda Liavoda Taun Tevila. Every time he switches to another avoda, he requires tefillah. And then Rebbe gives his makar. How do we know that he is tov elam kadosh bobayom? He gives a different makar, all different makaros, some based on kavachomers, some based on drashas. So we're going to talk about this din of kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. The Torah tells us in Parshas Kisisa about this mitzvah. The Torah tells us, Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe l'Imar, Vayasisa kiyar nechoshes, the kano nechoshes, l'rachsa, you should make a kiyar, make the kli that the Kohanim wash from. Vanasata oso bein oel moed of mizbeach. It's in an interesting place. You would think it would be coming in from the east. It would be somewhere between the door and the mizbeach. But no, it's on the west side of the mizbeach. You have to go around the mizbeach to get there. Vanasata shamamayim, and water should be placed in there. Varachatsu aharon uvanav mimenu es yideyem bes raglehem. The Kohanim shall wash their hands and their feet from the Kiyar, Rashi quotes, Bebasachas, Hayimakadish Yadav Raglav. That's what we learned from Svachim, which we'll quote that Gwar Bashem in a minute. Vivoam al Moed, Yerchatzimai Velo Yamusu. When they go to the Oal Moed, they will wash their hands and they will not die. Ovegishtam al Mizbeach Lasharis, Lakhtiri Shalashem, or doing Avoda, Verachatsu, Yidem Raglam Velo Yamusu. Again repeats it, Vaisalahem Chok Olam Lo Ulizaro Ludarosam. And based on the Pasuk, it says, if you don't wash your hands, Viyamusu, that's what the Mishnah tells us at the beginning of the second parak in Svachim, on Daf Tezvav. This is one of the items that cause a chilul avoda. Right? Chilul avoda. Some halachis are lachad chila, but if you didn't do it, but the evidence is okay. But the Mishnah talks about kalas vachim, the beginning of kalas vachim, shekiblu daman. So any zevach, shekiblu daman, who did kabbalah sadam? Shchita can be done by a non-kohen. But if kabbalah sadam was done by a zar, onein, tful yom, mechuser kipurim, mechuser begadim, shelo rachutz yadayim v'raglayim. There it is. So a Kohen who did not wash his hands and feet, min ha-kiyar, Rashi says, meaning it's not that you didn't take a shower beforehand, you didn't wash from the kiyar, arel, tame, yoshev, all of these, pasal. He pasals the avoda, that is not a good avoda, that's the Mishnah here, and that's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in B.S. Mikdash says that there's a psal avoda if one does not wash his hands and feet. There's even, the Gemara tells us that there's a specific way to do it. Right? The Gemara in Tzvachim now, on Dav Yud Tesimavez, where we just alluded to before, says the Gemara, Ketzad Mitzvahs Kiddush. What is the mitzvah of Kiddush? Meiniach yado ayimanis al gabe raglo ayimanis. Put your right hand on your right foot. V'yado asmalas al gabe raglo asmalas u'makadesh. That's what the Tanakhama says. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda omer, meiniach shtei yadov zu al gabzu, va'al shgabe shtei raglov zu al gabzu. Put both hands and both feet in one pile u'makadesh. Amrulo hiflakta. They say to him, Ipaf shalazos kain. Well, you can't do that. How do you stand up without falling? You put your hands and your feet all in one area. Rashi, Hiflakta, Dvarm Shemidas Kaladan, the Efsha Lo Shalo Yipol. It's gonna fall down. So Shabar Kamale. So isn't that a good answer? So Amar Yosef, the Chavero Misayo. Wow. You have to do it and your friend holds you up. Every Kohen, according to that Manda Amar, puts his hands and his feet in one pile, and in that way does the avoda. Good. This is counted as a mitzvah aseh for the Rambam. The Rambam says in Perek Hey, Hilchos Bias Mikdash, mitzvah aseh lekadesh kohen oved yadav v'raglav v'achar kach yavod. To mitzvah aseh to be mekadesh, his hands and his feet, to sanctify, interesting, it's called kiddush, and then serve shene'emar v'rachatzu aron v'anim imenu as yideim es raglehem. V'kohen she'avad v'lo kiddesh, yadav v'raglav, if he did the avodah without washing his hands and feet, shachris, chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. As the pasuk says, "Vol yamusu shemar yichatz mayim vol yamusu vavodaso psula bein kohen hediot bein kohen gadol uminayish avodaso psula." How do we know that his vodah is possible? Shene emar chukas olam lo ulizaro. That's what the pasuk said that we just read. It's a chok for him and for his children. Ubebigde kahuna hu amar chukas olam. Mam, and it says chukas olam gzeir shava by big de kahuna also. Mam mechusar begadim mechala lavoda kamosha biyarnu. Just like mechusar begadim, if you're missing any clothing, you're mechala lavoda. Af mi shalo rachas yadav ragla mechala lavoda. So to someone who's not rachos yadav raglayim, it's also Michalel Avoda. So that is the background. We'll get to some of the other halachos by the Shem soon. The Rambam counts it, as we said, as a separate mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam, in Aseh Chaf Dalad, the Rambam counts it, and it's interesting that the Ramban doesn't say a word. Doesn't say a word here. Right, in Mitzvah Aseh Chaf Dalad, the Rambam says, just find it, we're not going to focus on what the Rambam is alluding to now. When is the Isser? What if you just have a Biyur Ikanis? You're not doing a Voda, you just walk into the Heichal without washing your hands. That's a big discussion in the Rishonim. That's the Mishnah Lamelech on the Rambam that we just read in Perakei Halacha Aleph. But that's the Rambam says here. The Kohanim are commanded to wash their hands as B'chol Zman whenever they need to go into the Heichal, Oli Karev Lavoda. Vezui Mitzvahs Kiddush Yadav Raglayim. It's also the language of Ketzad, Mitzvahs Kiddush, means there's something positive. It's not just a psula voda that you have to make sure it's done. There's a positive. There's a mitzvah kiddush that one has to do. It's interesting that the Ramban, as I just mentioned, does not argue. Why is that interesting? Because in mitzvah lamed gimel, a couple of mitzvahs later on, the Rambam has, we've discussed in the past, famous machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban about Big Day Kahuna. Right? The Rambam himself just mentioned the parallel of Mechusar Begadim and Big Day Kahuna. And lo rachos yadayim v'raglayim. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah of big day kahuna, mitzvah lamed gimel, but does not say, and the Ramban there argues. The Ramban says it is not a mitzvah; it's just a hechsher avoda, and therefore the mitzvah of big day kahuna should not be counted separately. But here he doesn't say a word. He doesn't say a word, as if from the steam of the Ramban, big day kahuna is not independent. That's just part of the avoda. But Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim seems to be something more independent. That's why he doesn't have a problem with the Rambam counting it separately. Counting it separately. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that, B'ez Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Some of the Prate Dinim, and specifically related also to Kohen Gadol, as we will see. Again, all the halachas are Perek Hay and the Rambam Hilchos Bias Mikdash, what is needed. We'll see at the end if we have time to talk about some of those details. But the Mishnah tells us on Daf Mem Gimel, in 11 blot from now, Mem Gimel Amabez, the Mishnah tells us that the Kiddush that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur was a different type of Kiddush. B'chol Yom Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav V'Raglav Min HaKiyor V'Hayom Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. Today, he used a golden kli. He didn't use this regular kiyar, he used a kiton shel zahav, says the Mishnah. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, lo olam kohen gadol mekadesh yadav v'raglav min hakiton shel zahav, he always used to do it. But this is the Tanakhama says, today he did it from a kiton shel zahav. What does that show? What does that show? These were special kiddushin. Usually kohanim do the kiddush yadav v'raglav in the morning, and that's it. It suffices for the whole day. You don't need more. Right? The Rambam tells us that in Halacha Gimel. As long as he didn't have hesachadas, v'ushalo yatzam an amigdash, v'lo yishan, v'lo yatil mayim, v'lo yasir daito. V'imasa echon mi'arbatan. If you did one of these four actions, you left the base of amigdash, you slept, you went to the bathroom, or you had hesachadas, tzorach lachzar ulakadish. If he came back into the base of Mikdash after leaving, you're supposed to do it, but if you didn't have a Hesach Hadas, the Avoda is kosher. Fine. But that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us that the Kohen Gadol used a special kli on Yom Kippur. That is not ma'akev the avoda, and it could be the other kiddushin throughout the day are not ma'akev the avoda. Why not? So there is an important couple of important comments of the Achronim. We'll start with the Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav here in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim in the Griz al Rambam says he asked the following question: why is it that we have a separate makar in the Gemara on today's daf to teach me that the kiddush, all these kiddushin of the Kohen Gadol, has to be bifnim, has to be in the makom kadosh, right? How do we know? The quotes are towards the bottom. Baran Owen Oel Moed Uvarachat Bzora B'mayim B'makom Kadosh. Haladish Kona Meshanim Yevod Lavodaton Tfila Ashkecha. In this direction. What about the other direction? And the Gemara continues that it has to be done in the Kodesh. And the question is, Lama Hutzrach asked the Brisker Rav. Lama Hutzrach Le'inyan Akidushin Lavi Mikra to B'makom Kadosh. Amur Kavi Yom Kippurim. Why do you have to go to Pasuk from Achremos? V'halo Kol Kiddush Yadav Raglayim Einu Ela Bifnim. So why do you have to have a separate makar for this kiddush yadayim v'raglayim? Says the Brisker Rav, describing without saying why, but the descriptive pshat. The kiddush of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol does 10 of, that's different than the kiddush of the whole year. They're inherently two types of kiddush. Chada din kiddush yadav raglayim hamar b'chalakonim. That's kisisa. That's what we read. Regular mitzvah kiddush yadav raglayim. That's a kisisa. That's by konim every day. But then these 10 kiddushim, they're different. It's a different din. V'shein is din kiddush yadav raglayim shal kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. Ha'amur pashas achremos is part of the avoda. It's a different din, a different psukim. What's the proof? The makoros are different. And the Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher in Shmos in Simen Ches Osei says it's part of the avodas hayom. It's not just a separate din of kiddush. It's part of the avodas hayom. There's a special avoda that occurs today with a lot of zrikas and a lot of shchitas. And there's kiddushin. The tefillas and the kiddushin are part. What's a proof of that? That's how after the avoda is already done, you still have a kiddush. Right? The Rambam quote paskins that way. It's based on the Mishnayos later on. Right? That the at the end when he's finished the avoda and he's about to put on his big day chol, he also does a kiddush. Right? In Perek Beis Halacha Beis of Avodas Yom Kippurim towards the end, the Rambam says V'yachar kach mekadosh yadav v'raglav v'poshe big day loven v'tovel v'oldu mistabik v'lovish big day zav mekadosh yadav v'raglav v'maktik torah shabin arbayim u'meidav v'saneiros mekadosh yadav v'raglav u'poshe big day zav v'lovish big day chol v'yotze. So right before he puts on his big day chol, right before he takes off his big day zav for the last time, he's mekadosh yadav v'raglav. What's he doing kiddush for? The avoda's over. The answer is it's part of the avoda. Part of the avoda is a kiddush at the end of the avoda, right? It's not getting ready for anything else. It's just at the end of the avoda. We mentioned in the past the beautiful Musar thought of a number of the Achronim, that why do you do kiddush at the end, before you leave? Okay, it's part of the avoda, but what's the message of that? The message is that the avoda of Yom Kippur is not supposed to stay inside. It's not supposed to stay inside. It's supposed to go out. It's about the avoda now in life, the avoda life going out. Because it can't just stay there, right? This is what Rav Schwab in the Mayan Beis HaShoeva says toward the end of his sefer. He has a page or two on Shir HaShirim. So he says there that the Gemara in Chagiga Dav Gimel Darshins, based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that talks about how beautiful we are when we go Be'ol HaRegel. Mayafu pa mayach b'na layim bas nediv. How beautiful we are. Isn't it strange, asked Rav Schwab, that the pasuk that describes Bnei Yisrael being Ola Regel and how beautiful they are talks about when they wear shoes. B'na'alayim bas nediv. We don't wear shoes in the Beis HaMikdash. When we go in, we're kadosh. Right? So how does that work? Why is that the pasuk? V'hine, says Rav Schwab, B'nusach tfilas ha-musafim, Ashek ha-sagadola say, V'hashev kohanim la'avodasam, U'levim l'shirim l'zimram, V'hashev Yisrael and Ve'yam. We daven, the kohanim should return to their avoda, the levim, and Yisrael should return, lin ve'hem. Lin ve'hem, that means to their houses. Why should they return to their houses? They should go to the Beis HaMikdash. V'yesh l'faresh medubar kan al shivas Yisrael and Ve'yam, acharei sha'olo l'regel. After there was already a Lila Regel, and now they saw the kohanim is the avoda, and the singing of the levim, the key is to go back. with the experience. Sheshiva zu avoda gedolahi, sheyashuvu lubateyem, imkala madregos vasagos v'iluyim, shesigu b'shas alila regal. Take it all with you. Take it all with you. And that's what it says in Malachim, in Malachim Aleph Paraches, vayelchu l'aleim smechim v'tobe leiv, she'ein aliyas haregel nigmeres b'shas ha'yitziyah mi'beis ha'migdash. It's not when it's over. El yitziyah zu atzma, v'ashiva l'abayis im kol ha'ashpos v'eslavus. That is part of the avoda of aliyah l'regel, to go back. And then he says, matzino gam b'kohen ha'ovid atzmo, b'nusach avoda v'zoshim ha'kipurim, emes ma'nedar, when he goes out of the Mikdash. And that's why the pasuk is about when you put on your shoes, because it's about when you go back and take it home. That's what's beautiful, and that's what we daven, v'hashiv Yisrael lin vehem. And that's what's alluded to, and merumas to us, that there's a kiddush before he puts on his, takes off the big day zov for the last time, and puts on his big day, and puts on his big day chol. Good, so there's the Brisker Rav tells us, and Rav Asher Weiss tells us, this is a different type of kiddush than the whole year. It's done so many times. That's harayah. It's not just one, done once in the morning. The chinuch also discusses a little bit that, I'll just say this for a minute. I'll say it later. There's also an interesting discussion. The Gemara has a machlokas tanaim in Zvachim on Daf Yutesimabes, whether lina is poseles. Whether if a Kohen was up all night and he had washed his hands, he didn't have Hesach Hadas. We saw the Rambam before, the four events that are that one causes one to have to wash again. One goes to the bathroom, one sleeps, one goes out of the one goes out of the Mikdash, and the fourth one, let me just get it. The Rambam says the fourth is Hesach Hadas. But over here, let's say he's up all night. So Kiddush Yad Ragla Bayom, Ein Sar LeKadosh Balayla, Balayla Sarach LeKadosh Bayom Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, comes the morning, you have to do Kiddush again. Shaya Rebbe Omer Lina Moeles BeKiddush Yadayim Ragla'im. Lina overnight affects the hands; they have to wash again. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer Ein Lina Moeles BeKiddush Yadayim Ragla'im. Machlokas Tanoim, whether Lina affects Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'im. And then we have another Brisa. Hayomin Makar VaGabi Mizrech LaLayla La Oraton Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'im Divrei Rebbe. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Omer Kivin SheKiddush Yadayim Ragla'im B'Tchilas Avoda Afilu Mikan VaRasara Yomim Ein Otzarech LeKadosh. So what's the Nekudas Machlokas there? So Achronim suggests, if you look in the Dvir Hakodesh on Zvachim, in Os, Kuf, Mem, Tes, is it a din b'avoda, or is it a din b'kohen? How do we look at Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'im? Is it hechsher avoda, or is it a din of the kohen? The kohen has to be rachutz, Yadayim Ragla'im. Says that's the machlokas. According to Rebbe says you have to do it first thing in the morning, even though you washed your hands earlier. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Gisha de Shachris Gisha Achrisihi Shahrayeshkan Ma'aracha Chadasha. There's a new Ma'aracha, there's a new pile of wood, it's a new Avoda. And therefore Rebbe holds it's a din of the Avodas, you have to wash your hands again. Avala Blaza Reb Shimon Yeshlomo Judin Bakoin. The Kohen has to be Rachutz for the Avoda. But if he's Rachutz from yesterday, then it's okay. He doesn't have to wash again. That's the Lumdus. Maybe this is also the Ramban above. Right? Big Day Kahuna versus Rachutz Yadayim Ragla'im. The Ramban says, Big Day Kahuna, you don't count separately. It's a din of the Avoda. It's a Hechsher Avoda. So maybe he holds, though, that Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'im is a din of the Kohen. And therefore, he's comfortable counting that separately. And maybe this is describing also the special din of Yom Kippur that the Brisker Rav spoke about before. In either direction, one probable more than the other. If Kiddush Yadayim Ragla'im is usually a din in the Kohen, then maybe here it's a special din in the Avoda. Like we said before, it's part of the Avoda from the Minchas Asher. Or you can say the opposite, a little more difficult, but if it's usually a din in the Avoda, maybe on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to elevate to Kohen Gadol B'Yom Kippur. It's a different type of status. Maybe that's, we spoke about the Prisha for 7 days, that also contributes to the status, but that is, that's the Chakira, Din B'Avoda or Din B'Kohen. In the Minchas Asher there, he has it a little differently, Din B'Avoda or Din B'Mikdash. B'Mikdash. Not in the Avodah specifically, because after all, if you look in the Mishnah, in the first parak in Kalim, where you have the Asar Kedushos, so it says the Heichal is more Mekudesh from outside the Heichal, She'nichnas L'sham El'arachus Yadayim V'Raglayim. Right, so it sounds like it's a din in the Makom. A din in the Makom, the Kedushas HaMakom. If you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, when he talks about the Tamei HaMitzvos of Rachus Yadayim V'Raglayim, he emphasizes that this place needs Kavod. and this place is covered, and therefore you have to wash your hands in order to come in. Mishar shei mitzvah hayisod kavua shamarnu lahagdil kvod habayis v'kol malachos hanasos sham. Al kein roi lenakos hayadayim shein osos b'malacha b'chol eis yigu hakohanim b'inyanei habayis. Focusing on the bias, that's what his focus is, and therefore it sounds like I did in the Mikdash, as we said. Just one other ha'ara, the Gemara here and the Gemara in Zvachim also tells us that the Kiddush is done after the clothing is already on, or before the clothing comes off. So it sounds like there can't be a hefsik between the two, right? Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, right there, says there can't be a hefsik. The Beis Halevi discusses what happens if a Kohen washes his hands and then he takes his big tikkun off and then he puts it back on. He might have to wash again, because that might be mafsik the status, because it goes together with the clothing and the washing. So he discusses that in Chelak Aleph Simen Hey regarding that idea. Okay, again, there's a lot more regarding Bia Reikonis, going in just stam without doing the avoda. Is that a problem? But we'll stop here.